Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with news on the injury front and good news concerning striker Callum Wilson. He is expected to significantly step up his recovery from injury ahead of the upcoming clash with Tottenham. Wilson, who scored 10 goals in the Premier League for the Magpies this season, has been out with a hamstring injury that he suffered against Southampton on February the 6th. And without Wilson, Newcastle have struggled. They're without a win in six matches, losing three and drawing three, and are getting dragged into a relegation scrap. However, it's good news concerning Wilson because he could well be fit sooner rather than later, and he's expected to feature in an 11-a-side practice match at the club's Benson training ground this week, and it looks likely that he could then be in the squad for the match against Spurs. Elsewhere, Alan Saint-Maximin is also expected to be involved in that training game. The Frenchman appears to have recovered from a groin injury, and if both players come through the match unscathed, they could be in the squad for the match against Tottenham this weekend. It is certainly a boost to boss Steve Bruce ahead of that match against Spurs if two of his better players are available. Meanwhile, news on the transfer front. Reports say that Newcastle are among three Premier League clubs who are interested in Sampdoria defender Omar Colley. Reports from Italy say that Leeds, West Ham and the Magpies are all keen on the Gambian-born defender. He nearly joined Sheffield United or Fulham last summer, but ended up staying where he was in Italy. And the 28-year-old then signed a new long-term contract with Sampdoria. However, it appears that he is still keen on a switch to the Premier League. And all three Premier League clubs, including the Magpies, are believed to be keen. Finally, just some news of some fixture changes. Two games in April have been changed. The home match against West Ham has been moved in terms of the kickoff time. Saturday, April the 17th, will now kick off at 12:30 to be shown live by Sky Sports. The trip to Liverpool the following weekend is going to be on BT Sport, and that will kick off at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, 24th of April. That's all for now. We'll have more later.